Hi, my name is Leslie Hudson, and I live in Cherbourg, New York. Both Mary Almeida had made a comment about it was time for the lefties and the progressives to come back under the Democratic umbrella if we want to save the Democratic Party. I thought that it was very interesting. She also commented that Bernie Sanders cost Hillary the election. And I thought it would be fair to remind people that it is the work, blood, sweat, and tears, and the cost of lives of progressives who have led the fight for civil rights and for all of the progressive rights and social rights that we have endeavored to conquer. And I think the Democratic Party has failed many, many, many people over and over. And I think that the Democratic Party needs to change drastically, and it is the young people, the more progressive people, whose future is at stake, and I think they are the ones who are going to help redirect this country to a better place.
This is Jeff Economy calling from Saugerties. Recently, I listened to one of your listener comments where someone was talking about the budget needing to be shaved and arts funding needing to be cut. And then I heard Joe Donahue interviewing Hugh Hewitt talking about a similar idea. Eliminating arts funding programs will save roughly 1/16 of a percent of the budget. Why are arts always considered the first to go?
Hi, yeah, my name is Eric Edlin. I'm in Del Mar, New York. I heard something about a group of witches were having some kind of vigil and going to cast spells until Donald Trump was ousted from office. And us deplorables are a empathetic bunch, if nothing, and totally feel them seeing that one of their own ranks, the witches, that is, ran for president in 2016 and lost. So I feel their pain.
Hi, my name is Lynn Yanis. I live in Northampton, Massachusetts. I'm listening to the roundtable with Alan Chartok and Rosemary Armeo and all of those good people this morning, Monday the 27th, and I'm really shocked that they are speaking so positively about the uplifting tone of the Oscars ceremony last night, and no one is talking about Jimmy Kimmel, who was really, really denigrating people, you know, making fun of their names. It's xenophobia. It's so uncalled for. It's so disrespectful.